All right, everyone. This is Default Radio with your host Decoder and
Lucky 225.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Reißrätsel winken. Männersatz. Kein Mitleid für die
Seven.
So as I said, this is Default Radio, Decoder and Lucky 225. And I don't know, Lucky, what do you think? What are we on the show about?
Well, say again?
Oh, come on, man.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, fucking.
What do you want? You're call ID spoofing software and
yeah,
whatnot.
It's software.
Yeah.
Okay, Decoder, let me put you on hold 1 second.
Oh, what the fuck? This is really bad radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appear to be experiencing some sort of female difficulties with Lucky's girlfriend. That's what I'm going to have to attribute this to. Maybe I can get the engineer on the line. What the fuck? We can't do it like this. Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, I'm back.
What the hell is wrong with you,
bro?
Well, there's our engineer, Gay Doug, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you.
All right, hold on.
I'm going to be holding on while we make calls and shit.
This is where we insert music.
Dude, didn't I tell you to shut the fuck up? You think Lucky's going to remember to click back over?
I don't know, he has packet 8.
He's out there, he's listening to it right now, like talking to himself. Oh, are you serious? Why? Is there definitions about other people on there?
Yeah. Just go to the source and it'll tell you all the other definitions.
Well, who just crawled in?
Hey, this is Majestic.
Oh, Majestic.
You fucking called in the middle of our radio show.
That's it. We're getting call-ins. The lines are open.
Our first caller.
First caller. The line's open. Hello.
Yes, this is Majestic.
Majestic. You know, you're on a default radio right now, as a matter of fact.
Default radio.
Yeah, you happen to call into a super secret Uber Elite bridge that we're recording the show on.
Super elite bridge that I've had stored in my phone for years now.
Years. Okay. Before we get into any rumors and such, where'd you get this number, Majestic? From who?
I got this number from the committee.
The committee? The trilateral commission. You got the number from me. It's my fucking number.
Of course.
The hell? This is my own, just, you know, to let the listeners know, this is my own personal bridge. I take good money for it. Bad money for it, whatever.
Due to the mudslide in the area you are calling, your call cannot be completed at this time. Please try your call later. 089P.
Lucky 225 is missing in action, as a matter of fact. So, got a special guest. Let him introduce himself.
This is Not Theory. What's up, everybody?
So there you go. For the second episode, I guess we get a special guest. You know, not really the way I wanted it, but Lucky's a little bitch. So that's we're just gonna have to deal with it. That's it. I just want to hear myself talk. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna get my other phone so I can hear myself talk in my other ear.
Oh, I'm already on the bridge with another phone, so I'm listening to myself.
Through speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcast through a loudspeaker on the side of your house.
Oh, definitely. My neighbors love that shit.
Yeah, they want to know what's up. So, I'm sure your neighbors want to know what's up in the telecom and freaking world.
And even if they don't, I don't give two shits. They're going to find out anyway.
Yeah, fuck them. They're probably bums anyway. They probably bitch at you for stupid shit. That's how neighbors are.
Yep.
They want you to chop down that fucking tree because there's a branch hanging over into their yard.
Nah, fuck that, dude. I live in an apartment, man. These guys can take care of all the shit for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everyone can collapse. I could give two shits.
The one thing good about apartments, man, is they can't bitch about trees and shit like that, you know?
They can't bitch about shit. I can bitch about shit, but they can't say shit to me.
That's true. Do you have access to the roof of your building?
Actually, they have a motion detector in the hallway up to the roof. So
are you fucking kidding me?
Get to it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do? You got a BB gun or something? You could just, like, shoot the fucking thing?
Oh, you know, as any alarm system, you can get around it, no problem. But I think they just do it because they don't want fucking little kids to go up there and think they're Superman and jump off the fucking building.
That's what I would do. I would, the first thing when I get up there, I'd be like, man, I'm fucking Superman. I'd just jump right off.
I should set up a camera. I should disable that motion detector, put signs and say, you know, Superman rides on the roof and just set up a camera and film people jumping off.
I mean, you wouldn't get sued for it, I don't think.
no one will ever know.
That's right. No one will ever know.
Yeah, man. Oh, no, even better. I'll just set up a trampoline for little kids there.
Just right on the edge. That sounds like a good idea.
Holy shit.
Nothing like a roof trampoline.
Are you really going to air this thing? Holy crap.
Yeah, this is going on the air, man. The kids out there are getting good, good suggestions on what to do in their life. To set up roof trampolines. I don't know what that has to do with telecom, but whatever.
I don't know.
I guess it's kind of a UE subject. We could get into some UE.
Maybe we can get a silly code for the trampoline.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you'd have to do. Yeah, just get a silly code. And then just put it on your lookup site.
The number you have reached, 2600, is not in service at this time. No further information is available.
This is a Default Radio special report. Tonight, we expose Packet 8 and their deceptive marketing tactics and find out what Unlimited really means. And now, to the newsroom with your hosts, Lucky225 and Decoder.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be the story on how to screw yourself over royally.
Oh man.
It is. I don't mean to be like that, Doug, but I think you bent over and asked for it.
Well,
I think you fucking bent over.
I don't think
and
so.
You fucking reached your hand around you and you grabbed the dude's cock and you just slid it right in. That's what I think you did.
What is with you and the gay jokes to me? You always have to think that I'm gay.
I just made a gay joke before and it wasn't directed towards you, bro. I don't have any problem with gay people. I don't fucking care. I just
I'm not
funny.
Gay though.
Huh?
I'm not gay though.
Don't tell it to me. I don't care.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Just for everybody listening, Doug claims to not be homosexual.
I'm not. What the hell? All right. You know what?
Doug, I'm only fucking with you, bro. I only say it because it gets a rise out of you. You know. I made a very blatantly homosexual joke. The same exact joke about taking it up the ass and concern with Lucky. And he didn't jump all down my throat saying, I'm not gay. So I don't know. What does that say? We'll let the listeners decide. Fuck you. You're an idiot.
Thank you for calling Wise Customer Care. This is Mill speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, how's it going? My name is Prescott Peterson, and I've got a question about your voice over IP service.
Okay.
All right, I have an unlimited plan right now on my landline, on my copper wire. And I make quite a few long-distance calls. I don't use it for business purposes, nor do I use an auto-dialer. And I'm wondering if you have any limit on your unlimited plan as per minutes.
No, we do not have it.
Nothing. So what if I just, say, use 20,000 minutes in a month? That's A-okay with everybody?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to think about that, all right?
Okay, no problem.
Oh, wait. All right.
Hold on. Let's bring our Vonage customer on here.
Okay. This is false advertising right here.
Which would be?
I have a Vonage. Excuse me, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, okay. I thought someone clicked off there. All right. Here's the thing. I have a Vonage line, okay?
Okay.
And I'm about 5,100 or so minutes, and Vonage is considering management saying that they are considering on moving me to the business plan because they think of abuse. I am using it for 100% residential use, and they are trying to raise my account to business.
Well, I mean, if you could justify that you're using for residential, then they would not bump you up. But if they think you are using for business, then they will definitely bump you up.
Well, it's based upon
what Vonage thinks.
Well, what do they consider business? How do they know what I'm calling? I mean, they can see the numbers, but how do they know it's business use? They're not hearing my conversation.
Or are they? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah, we can't try.
No. I know they're not doing that.
Yeah, like, if you're calling, like, certain numbers, like, if you have multiple numbers, different numbers calling at the same, like, probably, let's say, in one day you're calling, like, about 100 different numbers. I mean, there has to be something other than residential. I'm pretty sure no residents call, like, 100 customers.
I'm a resident, and I do. I have Verizon landline.
I am a resident, and I call many. I call hundreds of numbers a day, and it's not for business use. I call lots of friends out of state, and in Canada,
and in Alaska.
Yeah. So what's the wrong with that?
Nothing in my book. But he's just a customer service representative. We don't need to ask him. So we're going to get him off the line. Thank you, sir, for your insight into the Vonage company. Goodbye. Hang on.
Yeah, and your false advertising.
Yeah. So there you go. He answered my direct question. If I was to say use 20,000 minutes a month, if everything's okay, and he said, yup. So there you go. That's it, kids. You heard it. You heard it on fucking Default Radio. That Vonage is full of shit. And so is Packet 8, but since their customer service is never open, I think they're open for a half hour on Thursdays, I think. And said that this Thursday was a holiday, Thanksgiving, so they weren't even open. Fuck them. They're open for a total of 12 minutes. You got that window.
Hello?
All right.
Doug, did you hang up on Vonage?
Hey, Vonage, are you still there?
I'm here, yes, I'm here.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, this should be off now.
That's awesome radio. Oh, dude, that was fucking awesome, bro. We saw Vonage on the line with them. I need a cigarette after that.
I got a pack of Camel or Y Butts.
Alright, accident here?
No, not yet.
Well, what the hell?
No, the cold transfer didn't work.
Man, and I'm having big trouble figuring out how to light this thing. Hold up, I'll be right back.
Accident, are you on there?
Yeah.
Alright, accident. You gonna pretend to be lucky?
Yeah.
Alright, hold on.
Oh, this is such radio fraud.
What's up, Royal?
Thanks. Let me see if I can do his voice. I haven't heard him in a while. I'll do his laugh.
I can do the laugh.
Hold on, Dakota. My girlfriend's coming. Are you fucked?
Doug, you're such a racist bastard.
I'm just doing lucky, man. What the hell? Yo, what the f***? You mother. See, I can do radio shit. What the f***? Yeah?
Well,
yeah, you can shove it up your mouth.
If we beeped out every time
I'll be the one
to fuck, it'd be like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, but we'll have to do every, like, 3 seconds for a coder.
That was fucking funny, man. I come back from the other room, my phone is on the floor, and all I hear is Doug screaming.
Oh, no, we were doing lucky, and I was just, like, pretending to be lucky.
Oh, okay. Oh, accident. Did you ever listen to fucking, the fucking tape of Lucky on Off the Hook?
No, not yet.
Dude, that shit's so funny.
Dude, I don't know how he sounds older.
He sounds like he has balls.
I think, accident, you gotta send an anonymous email. The fucking default and like, hey Lucky, I was listening to you on Off the Hook from 2002 and how come you didn't sound like a girl then?
You sound like a girl on this show, but on that show you sounded like a guy.
Alright, what's up with that?
Alright, damn it, are we getting ready to do this? What's all that noise? Who's hitting buttons? What's going down?
I fucking packing my goddamn cigarettes, motherfucker.
No, I mean what's all that the buttons.
I don't know, dude. I can do this. I like him. What the mother?
You're gonna need that a lot on this show, bro.
It's gonna be funny. We're like doing a radio show while I'm eating my dinner.
But it's supposed to be in.
Everyone's eating, dude.
I'm cooking my dinner right now. It's gonna be
like default dinner. This is like default like dinner at 5 or something.
I'm
eating Jolly Ranchers like Doug.
Yeah. Well, accident. Do you like Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, go fuck a farmer then.
Dude. Oh, is that what you're gonna do on me?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I hate
dude. The fucking dude downstairs is always offering me like Jolly Ranchers and stuff.
That's it.
He's fucking crazy.
He's
he is crazy though.
He's all about the Jolly Ranchers. おかけになった相手先電話番号ではおつなぎできません。番号をお確かめの上おかけ直しください。
We're sorry your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
My password doesn't work, and they said, we have no idea what the problem is, and then they never emailed me back, so...
Well, who the fuck is breathing into the phone?
It's an accident, dude. Just trust me.
That's probably my fan, sorry.
Dude, are you moronic?
Well, yes, fuck.
Mute your phone.
Anyway,
hey,
that's the fucking asterisk.
It's hot in here.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Back to default radio.
Yeah, back to your regularly scheduled programming. So not there yet. What were you saying right there about...
They're still going through their servers because they use SIP, which is pretty much a retarded thing.
Can someone fucking tell Accident to mute his goddamn phone?
I can't mute my goddamn phone.
Just go away, bro.
Then hang up, dude.
The fuck out of here. You cause nothing but problems, man. Jesus.
Actually,
my sister's trying to, like, scam the phone from me.
I don't care what the fuck your sister is trying to do. Just punch her in the fucking mouth.
Back there.
Is your sister hot, dude? She doesn't sound hot.
All right, this is something like default radio, so we're going to try to keep doing this. Anyway, so yeah, Rigel, yes. So what were you saying there about...
Oh, yeah, Lucutus actually found that out the hard way when Rios was still playing around with all that stuff, that the IX stuff actually does an IP transfer effectively, so it redirects you to his IP address directly, whereas the free world dial-up doesn't do that.
Well, why didn't Accident hang up?
My mom doesn't think I'm doing a radio show here.
Well, we're doing...
Put her on the phone.
Put her on the phone. This is Accident. Hi,
hey,
hi.
What's your son's real name?
Jack Osborne.
Well, we're sitting here trying to do an internet radio show, but that's all right, though. Maybe he could find the mute button on his phone, and we'd love for that to happen so we could actually get this done.
You know, Christmas is just right around the corner. Maybe you can buy him a phone with a mute button.
Maybe you could just buy him just a mute button.
Better yet, rip the phone out of the
wall. Or better yet, duct tape for his mouth.
Jesus. All right, so now let's try to get back into the show once again for the 10th time.
I'm sorry about that. My sister's retarded.
Okay, that... Accident. Can you do me a favor?
The accident. You're such an accident.
Cut the shit!
You know, a nice pair of wire cutters would be nice.
You know, isn't his name Scott Osborne?
Heck, kid yourself.
Yeah, cut the shit. All right?
All right.
All right. If you did,
it's not my fault, kid.
Oh, shit. There's a lot of shitty shit going on.
Shut up, Royal.
Seriously, man.
Anyway. So, yeah, Rigel, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to move on to the other...
I swear to God, do I hear Accident in the background again?
Accident, put the phone underneath your ass, man.
Jesus. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to switch phones.
And hold the gas.
Do something. Yeah.
Hold the gas.
Oh, man. So, yeah, what are we up to now? Who just dropped?
That
turn off your call forwarding quick.
Right? Turn it off. Yeah, dog. Turn off the transfer.
All right. I'll try to hurry.
Wait, Royal, you still here?
Oh, I'm still here. Don't
Roger, you still here?
I think so.
All right, good. Yeah, turn it off. Get it off, man. Kill it.
I'm trying to lock it.
Hurry, bro.
Yeah.
The fuck?
That is one of the nice, cool things about Vonage, though, is they have that whole web-based
interface.
Too
late.
Damn it, bro. So don't blame it on Lucky, Doug.
Don't blame it on Doug, Decoder.
I'm not blaming it on Doug. I just blamed it on myself, moron. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're blaming it on Doug.
Dude, all right, well, hey, you're listening to this
hear
again, and you'll hear how twice I took responsibility for it.
You hurt my feelings.
Shut up, Doug. Wow, man, I am out of cigarettes.
I just lit up another one, you bastard.
Oh, fuck you, I heard. That's what reminded me.
Hey, did
you fucking...
Decoder?
As a lighter.
Lucky what?
Why the fuck are you always smoking on the show? It's like, I'll be sitting here talking about something, and then I ask you for your opinion, and you're like, hold on, I'm lighting up.
Because smoking's good. It's good, clean fun. I encourage all the listeners that they should take up smoking. It's a wonderful habit. It's healthy.
Oh, God.
It's good for you.
Under 18, who are using the roof trampoline?
Exactly.
Perfect.
I mean, smoking, it's good for you. It's fun. It makes and the most important thing, which a lot of people don't realize, because they should put this in the media. Like, they used to, but they don't anymore for whatever politically correct reasons. But smoking makes you cool.
Shut
the
fuck up.
Yeah, a large portion of my coolness comes from the fact that I inhale.
That's it.
They were talking about that in South Park, actually.
South Park is right. Smoking makes you cool. And if you're cool already, if you say, well, I'm cool already, I don't need to smoke. Well, fuck, smoking will make you more cool.
You'll be like uber cool.
You'll be fucking elite, man, if you smoke.
I don't know, Ashton smokes, and he isn't cool.
Yeah,
there's always an exception.
You know,
to
there's
the
always
rule.
Exceptions, exactly. Like accident, there's no help for him.
No, he smokes because he thinks it will make him cool, but it's just not working well enough.
You can see his pants. When
I think he's probably more cool than he would be if he didn't smoke.
That's what I tell him.
Yeah, well, hey.
Yeah, I try not to smoke during the week. So, like, I try to bicycle all the time, but on the weekend.
I try not to smoke when I'm asleep.
That's what I try to do.
If I'm sleeping, that's when I'm not smoking.
I think we have a difference of opinion on this one, Decoder, because I think if Accident took a little more time concentrating on something else besides his cigarette fix, that he might actually learn a thing or two instead of, you know,
what are you talking about, dude? Like, who
dropping
here
my
can't...
scanner in the post office and having my batteries fly everywhere, and then yelling terrorist at me.
Lucky. Are you still harping on that? That was like last year.
Dude, that was like a couple months ago, and like the
that was like in May, bro.
I forget Denny's.
Yeah, bro, I was back in Michigan when you fucking ranted about that fucking story. That was like a hell of a long time ago.
So long ago.
The stories about him and Denny's. I'm just saying, man. He's a little clumsy. I think if he concentrated on some other things besides smoking, you know.
Dude, you can smoke and type at the same time.
Yeah. I can smoke and do anything at the same time.
Yeah, you guys can, but Accident can't.
Well, the show's not about Accident, but here's the thing, kids. Accident's 15, okay, so he shouldn't be smoking. If you want to smoke and you want to be cool, you got to be 18.
That's a legal
The message brought to you by Philip Morris.
That's the first legal thing we said all day.
Shut up, bro. I've said everything I say is perfectly legal. I don't incriminate myself whatsoever on T-Fall Radio. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Is this just like...
We only incriminate kids like Accident.
Wait,
by the way, he lives in Chino Hills, and the Chino Hills Police Department's phone number is...
Yo, let me ask this. When's this going to stop being a show and turn back into like just a conference? Are we ever going to wrap this up?
What else was on the show notes? Is there anything else to discuss?
No, wait. What did you just say? Show notes? What are those?
It's a good thing we ditched the first show that we did earlier when Lucky wasn't on here, that we spondipated on all that information about how to, like, compromise government security.
Yeah, that was good.
We were blue boxing
calls, Lucky. You should have heard it. We threw out the show because we did too many illegal things.
Well,
we blue box calls out of Citibank, Venezuela. We were fucking doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Beige boxing live.
The whole thing was a beige box show. We were just beige boxing on a CO.
Right. But, like, then we decided that it was, like, way too dry, and we just didn't crack enough jokes.
Hold on just a second.
Yes, let's all stop again. When Lucky says to hold on, the show stops.
Transfer you to a service representative.
What the hell?
Well, who called Citibank?
Who the fuck called Citibank?
I don't know.
De control de calidad y mejora de servicio.
All right, now you guys wanted the
Blue Bank. Esta llamada podrá ser
monitoreada.
Dude, what are you doing, Lucky?
Lucky.
I thought we were going to Blue Box Citibank.
We're
going
to Blue Box you, but we're not going to anymore. Bye.
Muy bien.
Click.
¿Cómo está?
Que llamar a partir de las 7 de la mañana.
Lucky, what are you doing, bro?
Make up a phone. Oh.
What are you doing, Lucky?
What?
We
rang up on Citibank.
That was
fucking call the goddamn test number again.
That was a joke, bro. I
I thought you guys wanted to blue box it.
Dude, I want on the radio. Lucky, you're obviously, I don't know, you're obviously under the weather. You probably have a fever.
Delete yourself.
Please deposit 9,999,999,999,000,007.
Decoder, if you could hold on just 1 second, I'm getting another call.
Man, what? You fucking moron. Doug, you here?
Yeah.
Dude.
This is my radio, man.
Yeah, well, hey, this is definitely signature default radio material.
I'm getting flashbacks from episode one right now.
I'm getting flashbacks from fucking every day.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
You're back. All right, well, Lucky's back. Continuing on with the show.
Terms and conditions are available. How may I help you?
Hey, operator?
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill the president.
Dude! Operator, ignore that! What the fuck are you saying, dude? You're gonna get me in trouble!
Commercial. Maybe Sam Adams. You know what? Sam Adams knows goddamn well that they don't have to pay $2 million
for fucking or hot, because Bud Light had like 8 commercials. They don't have to drop 10 fucking mil to get people to drink their beer. Why? Because it's good. But fucking Bud Light has to get their name fucking everywhere, because if their name wasn't everywhere, nobody would drink that fucking piss water. Get the fuck out of here. Be a fucking man and drink a real beer. My fucking 12-year-old fucking niece drinks fucking Bud Light. Get the fuck out of here. It's garbage.
That's who they're trying to hit. They're like, you know, maybe if we get the young kids drinking it, we can drive up our market a little.
Yeah, fucking, well, they watch Justin Timberlake and drink fucking fake fucking beer. Drink fucking apple juice. It's fucking, god damn it, at least apple juice tastes good.
Before I continue, White Sword and Curse, you got to get your levels up somehow, whether you scream or put your mouth in the phone or something, because it's going to sound fucked up.
How's this?
You gotta,
is that
you
too fucking loud?
You got to project the voice. On the intro, hopefully, if we get it together right, you heard the one and only Captain Crunch. Whoa, hello. Who's in the elevator?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, man. Anyway, like
door.
I said.
Man, Dakota, you're such a bitch sometimes.
That fucking settles it, bro. Call him up.
Or you can just listen to me at work all day at my porn store.
No, that's I think we'll all pass on. I'll pass on that, and then on behalf of the listeners.
Well, we're still doing a show.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're still doing
a
show.
There's some funny crap in there. I sold a dildo yesterday.
Oh, God, that's getting cut in the edit.
I sold
this
big
ass. Can you do me a big favor?
Listen. I sold this big John Holmes doll, man, to this dude. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
Okay, that's all getting cut. White Sword, go on mute now. Thank you.
Okay.
Lucky. Call up Mitnick.
You're such a little bitch to me, man. You know what? I don't even have Mitnick's number anymore.
Fucking mind sack of horseshit.
I swear to you, you know I always lose numbers, man. I have Darcy's number. I don't have Mitnick's.
Call her up, man.
Call up Darcy.
All right, you know what we're
gonna
do? Because this show sucks so far, what we're gonna do for the listeners is we're gonna get an exclusive Kevin Mitnick interview on Default Radio. Because Lucky's about to call up his girlfriend right now, and we're going to get the exclusive interview. We're going to get him out of bed to do the interview. You'll see.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not waking his ass up.
The listeners are waiting for it. We're committed to it. No, you can't turn. There's no turning back. They're waiting. They know what's going to happen. They know that this is all just the bullshit that we pull up until the fact
Lucky,
that we come
give me
through.
The number. I'll call him.
Shout out White Sword.
Look, I will call him next week and do an interview with him if he's in Portugal or some other fucking country, because that guy is always fucking traveling now. But
let me tell you,
if next week if he is in the United States and
call him Lucky
and he is available, then I will give him a call during normal business hours, and
that
we can have a little chit chat interview with him.
During normal business hours.
Why is everybody talking at once? This isn't a radio show when everybody talks at once. White Sword, mute.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, I thought White Sword was already supposed to be on mute.
God.
Call him up, Lucky, and stop being a fag.
White Sword, why are you not on mute? You know, we can't use this if you keep doing that. We're going to have to start over. Anyway.
I think we're already going to have to start over.
Is this the radio show? This can't be.
This is Devo.
This can't be the radio.
Zero.
No, okay, well, yeah.
Dog recording.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but we got to cut this, man.
No, This is a show. This is a show. Let's get back into it. Back to the swing of things. I'm ready. We're back. We're doing it. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about something. Hey, Lucky. Anything new in your world this week?
No, actually, just I dropped Kirst off at his apartment complex, and he.
After all, the listeners are really like wanting to know that information.
Yeah, but you know what? It's time for.
What is it time for?
We need to take a break.
What do you mean we need to take? What are you fucking talking about?
We have to take a short little break.
Whoa! What are you talking about?
Just say we'll be right back, bro.
We'll be right back.
I want to play a little music for everyone.
Wait, why? What are we doing?
We'll be right back.
Dude, what the fuck is going on, bro?
And we're coming back.
You fucking motherfuckers. Well, you know, I have to say that Default Radio number 5 Live was bound to experience some sort of catastrophic event, and I guess an Atari Teenage Riot commercial break. That's what you played, right, Doug?
Yes.
What did you play? The one that the same song we played for the intro?
No, for the outro of Episode 3, Delete Yourself.
Oh, God. Okay, well, you everybody just heard Atari Teenage Riot, Delete Yourself.
Good song.
I think it was off of the album Burn, Berlin, Burn, if I'm not mistaken, and the intro song that we played, like I said, Black fucking Sabbath. Well, just Black Sabbath, and what the fuck did we play for the intro? Electric Funeral off the album Paranoid, 1971. Anyway, yeah, my back into fucking Default Radio, if I can get my shit back together here.
Yeah, we've made some technical corrections. I'm now using a blowhorn to talk into the phone, because apparently people can hear it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. Oh, fuck.
He cut out.
We just lost fucking Brisk.
Now we should do a break. No.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? Where is Lucky? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Lucky was on AIM. I gave him, like, 50 IMs, and he never got back to me. When I got on AIM, he was only on for, like, 10 minutes. And I was like, dude, he wasn't idle either. I was like, dude, motherfucker, Lucky.
I think he's purposely ignoring us.
Well, he's a bitch.
Just to be like that.
He's a bitch. Lucky, if you're out there listening to Default Number 5 Live...
Welcome back.
You're back.
Yeah, apparently my phone explodes when I talk too loud, so sorry about
see?
That.
So everybody out there bitching about it just made your phone explode.
Yeah.
But yeah, my suspicions about Japan Direct were correct. It's KDD, 1-800-543-0051. Call them up. Fuck with them. They like it.
they like it.
And I don't know. So, is anybody? You get any fucking IMs, Doug?
A lot of laughs from many people.
Fuck. Well, everybody out there listening, fuck you.
The call you have made requires a coin deposit. Please hang up, check the instructions on the payphone for the appropriate rate, and dial your call again.
And I am who the fuck am I? Decoder.
Yeah.
And I'm joined here with a special guest, because I always got special guests on. I don't know. Lucky is just never around.
Wasn't he caught in a forest fire?
Yeah, Lucky was in the California fires, and he died in it, but then he was resuscitated. Then we started doing a show, he was on once, and this is
he
like...
He died again, and you know, he might come back as like an ant one day.
He might, and we'll have to have him on a show like that.
Yeah.
This is like the 45th episode of Default Radio, but Lucky's only been on two of them.
Yeah, there you go.
And, I don't know if anybody recognizes the voice of my co-host. Why don't
I think you will
yourself?
Because it's Mute in the house.
Mute, what is up, my brother?
I've been dark for a while, but I'm back. I'm back.
Back in, and damn, I had a good like fucking thing to say, and it just like fell out of my head right onto the floor. Back in full effect.
There you go.
There it is. I found it. I picked it up, put it right back in my head, and it came right up my mouth. There you go. Mute, back in full effect. And this, once again, is Default Radio, episode, I don't know what episode it is. I truly have no idea. And we're getting calls. Who's on the line?
This is Majestic again.
Dude, we're Majestic. let me fill you in on something here. We're doing a radio show.
And your point being?
Yeah, we're trying to do, like, a radio show. What's going on?
Well, I was going to tell you that thing before I cut out, because I have a crappy-ass phone.
Okay.
FTPing all my shit into this site, I cannot seem to FTP this damn HTML document. It will not upload it. That's
well,
why I have everything in a notepad for right now.
Well, can we figure this out later? Like, I don't know. After the fucking show?
Well, when's after?
Like an hour, dude. Chill. Anyway, Default Radio, where Majestic calls in unannounced, unexpectedly. Okay.
Angels fall to earth, war hits down. Ooh, now your heart is cold. Waiting on the summer of my soul.
Alright, Doug, are we recording? Yes. Alright, good. Yo, this is Decoder, Default Radio, episode 6.66. Pure evil. and everybody knows we are. And, Lucky's not here again. I don't even know if, like, Lucky's part of this show anymore. I don't even know.
You don't say.
Yeah, you don't say. Lucky's not here. Wow, what a big fucking surprise. But I do have a regular guest who's always here. His name might just have to go up on the website and place the fucking Lucky. And, yep. Introduce yourself to the crowd.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, everybody knows them. Fucking, they use your database.
And I am the Lucky replacement.
He's the Lucky replacement. We're going to call him fucking Not Theory 225.
Oh, shit.
Bah, wow, this show sucks.
Oh, come on, dude, it rules.
Default Radio really is like it's a bad show, man. There's like, you know, I've recently learned that there are like some 13-year-old girls listening. Do you know how bad that is? Like, seriously, think about that. Think about that shit, bro. If you had a 13-year-old daughter, would you want her listening to the show?
Hell no, but I think it's hot, though.
Hey, easy. There might be police listening.
That's okay.
That's probably what one of the two listeners are, police.
Yeah, right? They're waiting for us to slip up, which we're not going to do, so you might as well turn it off now. But, it's disheartening to me that there's 13-year-old girls listening to the show. It makes me want to clean up my act for about half a second, and then I just say, fuck it. But, you know.
What, do you get email from these chicks or what? How the hell do you know this?
Yeah, man. Well, the email, fucking AIM, everything. It's a fucking oddity. It's an oddity. It truly is. Yep, it's a fucking oddity. Well, you know what we're going to get into first? Actually.
What's that?
Email and voicemail. I want to get that out of the way. Doug, do you have the emails? Because as I said earlier, Doug's computer has exploded. He was, I don't know, shooting Roman candles inside of it or something. I don't know what happened. But something happened. He blew it up. Doug?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you going to answer my fucking question? What are you doing? Eating fucking juicy fruits?
No,
what's fucking wrong
Twix
with you?
I'm eating Twix, actually.
Twix. All right, well, when you finish with your Twix, why don't you read some emails, bro?
You mean it's not like something that involves using the computer?
Oh, fuck. Can you not?
It was only one email, and if I can remember, it was from a guy by the name of Don, who just gave us the definition for bukkake. That's all I remember. Oh, and he really says that you should get rid of Lucky 225 because he's never on the show. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's the sentiment of a lot of people. So, Lucky, if you're out there listening, what the fuck? Fucking noob.
You fucking noob.
Anyway.
Party line already in progress. Have fun.
I will.
Entering room one.
All right.
Fucking white boy kicking nobody's ass.
All Mexicans, you are live on Default Radio.
Hey, all you homies, you live on Default Radio right now. Fucking her.
Shut up, bitch.
You're live on the radio right now, bro.
Hey, you know what? Shut the fuck up. What the
You're
fuck
live on the radio, though.
Hey, give a shout out to my homie, fucking Louisville Town.
Word.
You're live on the radio.
Shout out to my homie, dude. What's going on? Louisville Town, the hook up. You know what I'm saying? Up in the IE.
Suck on my toe. Come on.
Hey, if you want to hear yourself on the radio, just go to cbzone.org/default.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid white boy.
Hey, really?
You fucking lop.
Yeah, I swear to God.
No way.
You computer geek.
You go to where?
You computer geek.
cbzone.org/default.
Shut up, computer geek.
cbzone.org/default.
Shut up,
yeah,
bro.
It'll be, hey, no, this will be played on Thursday or Wednesday night.
Really?
Keep looking back for episode 6.66.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's when you're going to hear your own voice.
Cool.
Later, Slime, I'm going to go.
All right, later.
Alright.
That was horrible.
Dude, this episode's fucking just terrible.
Oh my god. Dude, was that bad or what?
That was the worst.
That was the fucking... Oh my god.
Hey, you know what? We got 3 new listeners, so, and they're black, so you know what? We need to UPN this mother anyways.
Oh my god.
How bad can it get? We're going to call the bridge and see if anybody's coughing live at 3:25 a.m. in the morning.
One.
Who's on the bridge?
Hello.
Who's that?
White Sword,
you're on Default Radio.
Cool.
He doesn't even care. He's like, yeah. And so, what are you doing on the bridge by yourself?
I'll be editing it out.
Yeah, we're going to edit it out.
I'll just be editing it out. I know you are.
Yeah, we're going to edit you out.
Suckers.
Why are you on the bridge by yourself?
I know. So
we were hoping someone intelligent like Rigel was on.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Doug. Little 14-year-old boy.
All right, White Sword, you got any shouts for anyone before we cut off the bridge?
Yeah, shout out to me.
Please. You're a fucking retard. Cut him off now. See you later, White Sword.
Goodbye, White Sword. Have a wonderful night.
All right,
then.
Sick of this life. Not that you care. I'm not the only one. With whom these feelings I share.
If accident kills Doug, how are we going to record the show?
I don't know. We'll steal his equipment.
On cassette tape.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're going to have to.
Man. This is Doug. We're
going to have to figure out something.
We're going to record it on cassette tape and distribute them all across the land.
I got to say this. I was watching the Paris Hilton video a couple of times while I was, like, drunk out of my mind. That bitch looks better naked than she does with clothes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She looks better naked than with clothes on, which is good, because some of those girls look better with clothes on than naked, though. So. Yeah, and
well,
actually, in that video, it looked like she was getting a phone call while she was getting fucked or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, that girl can suck a fucking cock, bro. She knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. I'm serious.
Okay. Dakota, I think our listeners can get a better visual if they just go download the movie off Kazaa.
Or
where
could suck a cock. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And she looks better naked than with clothes on. Like, this is like fucking, it's perfect.
Alright.
She was getting a call from us when she was getting fucked, too, if you noticed that.
Yeah.
She was like, fuck, it's Default Radio again. Yeah. She picked it up, too. She, like, stopped what she was doing and picked it up. And we're like, hey, Paris, you're a fucking dirty slut. She's like, I know, and hung up.
We're actually talking about AT&T and the breakup that happened 20 years ago. 1984.
Oh, yeah?
Before everyone here was born, except me.
Yes, before.
What are you talking about? I lived through 84, but anyway.
Oh, sure you did.
I would have thrown
fuck, you're like 12, bro. What the fuck
dude,
out
I was
of here?
I was 1 year old during the breakup. Now,
Dakota was 30.
Good for you. Anyway.
What'd you say? I said you were 30 back then. You're like fucking 50 now.
Oh, 30. I thought you said 3. I was going to say, nah, bro, try again.
I keep talking, Lucky, because I
lost my cigarettes, and this is like where
all
I'm
right,
at.
So let's get back to the topic. After we were talking about the breakup, I was going to bring in my story about AT&T Wireless. Now I'm not even sure if it's even fucking worth it.
Just talk about it, bro. Just come on, let's go.
All right. I said, you know, from the beginning that you could probably just spoof somebody else's MAC address who's at the Starbucks logged on already, and then it would probably just let you fucking, it would probably think it's them and let you fucking use their internet.
You're a liar, bro. You've never said that.
What the fuck are you talking about? I said someone fucking, oh, I'm gonna smack you, Dakota.
I just wanted to get you pissed off.
I think Larry is making all this up.
Yeah, dude, you're just making this up, bro.
Anyways.
You're talking about Starbucks hotspots. The hell are you fucking talking about?
Apparently.
Hey, do you think that T-Mobile chick is hot, though, on the commercial?
Dude, who watches TV, man? You? Ew.
Dude, it's fucking Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's some fucking, like, little bitch who, like, says she's never going to get a divorce or something. Whatever. Fuck that little hoe.
Can we just fucking move on?
Hey, you're the one who knows, like, her name and shit, man. I didn't even know that she was in a commercial.
A divorce? What the fuck are you talking about?
she sat on Entertainment Tonight or some shit or one of those...
Whoa, wait a minute. You watch Entertainment Tonight?
No, like, I think it was Extra.
I don't have cable television, all right? I don't have that.
What the fuck are you doing watching Entertainment Tonight and admitting that, like, to the world?
It's Access Hollywood, all right? God damn it.
Access Hollywood? What the fuck is that?
It's basically Entertainment
Extra,
Tonight.
Extra.
Yeah.
Doug knows the theme song. Dude, you people, you know what? I'm disappointed in all of you.
No, I don't. Anyways.
I'm disappointed in all of you.
I get more stuck with the dating show than the ninth and
the point was Catherine Zeta-Jones quoted that she's never going to get a divorce. So I'm waiting for her fucking husband to divorce her.
What does that have to do with anything?
No.
Nothing. The commercial.
Come on.
Can everybody shut up for a second? I hate to say it, but this whole episode, we've been talking over each other. Now, I think we need to get we need to get some things clear here. You know what I'm saying? We'll work on it for the next episode. Maybe this is too much of a free for all. Maybe we do need some sort of structure. Even though that's the word that I said I didn't want from the beginning. I didn't want structure. I hate to say it. With you all fucking right, goddamn morons, we might fucking need it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Dealing with fucking little kids in romper room here. What the fuck is going on? Seriously, bro, this is like people are listening. We're not just like, this isn't a comp, bro. This is a radio show. You got to get the two.
Damn.
You got to separate these worlds, bro. This is not a comp. This isn't a phone call. This isn't a fucking, I don't know.
Who are you yelling at me?
You haven't even, G.I. Joe, you haven't said anything, man. I'm yelling at Lucky and Doug. You're the one who I'm not.
Our listeners just dropped.
What happened?
Our three listeners just dropped listening to us.
Who?
Yeah, we have nothing.
Oh, good.
Just joking.
Why would you think I'm talking to you, G.I. Joe? What the hell? You haven't done anything. These two fucks. These fuckers. Always fucking all right. Starting shit. Okay.
Alright, can I continue with the T-Mobile?
Fuck you. Next week I'm doing the show with G.I. Joe, Lucky. You're fucking fired.
What the hell? Fire me, Lucky.
You're gone, I'm gone.
Oh, you both go? Good. The fuck out of here. Hang up.
Unrecorded episode of G.I. Joe.
God.
Anyway, it's about Catherine, or I mean the hotspot shit.
Yeah, Catherine. back to Catherine Zeta-Jones. Back to that topic. No, what were you saying about her? She's going to get a divorce, huh?
No, she made a quote saying she'll... So, Adrian, so you've been released then? What's happening right now? I don't even know what's pending right now.
Sorry, you cut out for a second. Say again?
I don't know what's pending right now with your case. What's going on? Are you allowed to talk about it, or...?
It'd be prejudicial to the ongoing case to really discuss it, except to say that stuff's going to start happening real soon. And I think that you can infer some of it from the fact that I'm going to New York City. I'm allowed to use Instant Messenger for educational and journalistic purposes, which is why I'm not being too talkative with Lucky225 here. Because I could interview him, I guess. I'm currently a reporter for a local paper, but...
This is media right here.
This is the media. Yep, you got people listening. Playing milliwatts.
Yeah, we consider it media. We try.
Yeah, well, you know. Under the guise of some sort of media.
The definition of media is subject to change without notice.
Especially on this show.
Yeah.
At a moment.
All right, yo. So, I don't know, man. Give some shouts, Doug.
I gotta give a shout out, of course, again to Nick84 for redoing the website and writing show notes for us.
Yeah, definitely big shout to Nick84.
Yeah. And another big shout to Stink Dog and Voodoohow for lighting us there on DDP Hack Radio. Still in the works.
DDP Hack Radio. Lucky. Yep, gotta give shouts out to my man, Alexander Graham Bell. Fuck him. Okay, yeah, anyway.
And, you know, I'm gonna give some shouts out to Kevin Mitnick.
Kevin Mitnick. Give a shout out to him. And a shout out to Majestic.
For what?
And
no, I'm only kidding, man.
Sorry, when you guys start hanging. Since when did you guys start hanging out?
Yeah. Sorry, Majestic, anyway. Anybody else you got shouts for? Your two cats that are our live studio audience?
Yes, and Tron.
And Tron, big shouts to Tron. And my shouts, of course, yeah, definitely shouts to Nick84. And of course, to Stank Dog and Voodoo Howe for the fucking stream server. And, man, I don't know. Shouts to fucking Not Theory, man. That dude hasn't been on this show in forever.
Yeah, he's been wanting to get on.
I know, but he's because we always do it pre-recorded, but, I mean, we do it
live.
Oh,
yeah, we always do it pre-recorded.
fuck you. We always do it live, not pre-recorded. And, but yeah, I don't know. You know, to tell you the truth, when's everybody going to be hearing this? The 10th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Friday's show, everybody, is not going to be live, so don't get your hopes up calling in. Live is just too much for us. Sorry, man. You want it like a, I don't know, you want to be on the show? Anybody out there fucking wants to be on the show who would have called in the call-in line, just send us an email. Request it. If you got something to talk about it, you'll be on. Not like Natus, who tells me. Remember that shit? He's like, yo, I asked him if he wants to be on the show. He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, you got stuff to talk about? He's like, yeah, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I fucking call him up. I'm like, you got anything to say? He's like, nah, not really.
He's like, yeah, I go through people's dumpsters.
Yeah, well, that was a lead story, man. But, so much. Are you recording?
Take three. Recording and 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. All right, man. Well, that about wraps it up, I guess. Fucking shit, man. It's like 5 in the morning here. Doug, you got any shouts?
Yeah, I have a shout to what's his name? Nick84 from
Yeah,
we're gonna redo that again.
What's his name?
Nick84.
Dude, don't even say I have a shout. I have a shout for. Just be like, yeah, shouts to Nick84, fucking Stank Dog, Voodoo House.
Well, like I was trying not to do it scripted, and then like it just ended up fucking up.
Just come on.
What the fuck, man? This is like, this is bullshit.
You know what? I won't ask you for your shouts right away. I'll give you a
this
second.
It's like
think.
Internet radio. Here we are treating it like.
Take four, bro. Take fucking four.
Take four.
Get ready. I'll help you out.
Just be like, Doug has shouts for.
All right, Doug has shouts to Nick84. We already did this and we recorded it later. Right, come on.
Or just be like, Andy has been removed due to personal issues.
Shut the fuck up. Just go. Are you recording?
Yes, we're recording.
We should be getting Japan on the line here. I love that ring.
Wooshy, wooshy.
Shut up. Let me listen to the ring. Fuck you. The hell.
Konnichiwa.
Shut up, bro.